John Coltrane. There's almost nothing to say. You could drop that name into a conversation of jazz heads, and everything comes to a stop, and everybody just wants to breathe, take a deep breath, and just John Coltrane. A new documentary is out called Chasing Train, and our jazz film reviewer, Matthew Goldwasser, is here to tell us all about it. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Rodney. Yeah, this film opens here in Denver on Friday and is really well worth seeing. If you're only a casual fan and just know the name and want to know why he's important, or if you're a huge fan, there's something in it for everybody in this film.
John Coltrane, the tenor saxophonist that just really made his mark, Mount Rushmore of tenor saxophonists, one might have to say, lived to age 40. And so this documentary is really going to introduce a new generation of people to John Coltrane. This clip we're going to play, I think, begins with the narration done by Denzel Washington. And then there are a few other voices that we might identify on the other side. Let's hear this short clip from the trailer to Chasing Train.
My music is the spiritual expression of what I am. My faith, my knowledge, my being.
It's like talking about Beethoven, Shakespeare, an artistic genius and a spiritual giant.
John Coltrane's sound rearranges molecular structure.
When he looked into the abyss, he was either going to go down and die or go up and become even greater.
It touches you in your spirit where you're like, I know this is coming from another place.
You know, some people play jazz, some people play reggae, some people play blues. He played life.
And some of the voices there, Dr. Cornel West, scholarly approach, sounded like the president, Bill Clinton, tenor saxophonist, Jimmy Heath, Kamasi Washington maybe.
All of those people, a diverse number of people participated in this film. Carlos Santana, Wayne Shorter, Sonny Rollins, also three of his biographers, including Ashley Kahn and Ben Ratliff, Dr. Cornel West, yeah. Wynton Marsalis.
Yeah.
So a roll call of who's who in both in the knowledge of jazz and in their affection for the man we call Train.
Interesting comments from the Doors drummer, John Densmore.
Yeah. Yeah, there were a number of rock musicians in the 60s who really gravitated to the sound of Coltrane and that extended improvisation that that they tried to emulate in their own music.
The documentary Chasing Train, coming to Denver, opening tomorrow. The director, John Scheinfeld. What does this documentary add to our knowledge of John Coltrane, or does it just introduce him to a whole new generation?
Well, I think it does both. I mean, it's hard to believe that this July is going to be 50 years since he died. And judging by the comments that people make in the film, his presence, his essence, yeah. His impact is very much alive, very much present in their lives. And what distinguishes this documentary from so many others, one is the absolutely incredible archival photographs and 16mm film that they collected, but also that his music plays pretty much throughout the entire 99 minutes of the film. Even underneath the talking heads, even underneath the photo montages, mm-hmm. You get this incredibly deep drink of his music.